For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge. It's that time again. Spring is in full swing, and so are preparations for the upcoming Atlantic hurricane season. The National Weather Service is preparing to recognize National Hurricane Preparedness Week early this month, and will partner with the state's Emergency Management Division to sponsor South Carolina Hurricane Preparedness Week beginning May 27th.
Hurricane Preparedness Week in South Carolina is a great way for residents to understand the hazards that hurricanes and tropical storms can pose to the state, and it's a great time of year for people to prepare for the upcoming hurricane season.
That's John Qualiarello, Warning Coordination Meteorologist for the National Weather Service in Columbia. Every year, his colleagues at the NWS and officials at SCEMD use these weeks as opportunities to remind individuals in the state to be ready for hurricane season, which begins June 1st. But as the state gauges its citizens' preparedness, how can individuals gauge the state's success in responding to these disasters? One metric is the National Health Security Preparedness Index, or NHSPI, an annual report issued by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation.
The index overall, it pulls data from a pretty wide range of sources to be able to characterize pretty broadly the levels of health protections that are in place for the nation and for each state, specifically geared to be prepared for disasters, disease outbreaks, and other large-scale emergencies.
Glenn Mays is a professor of health policy at the University of Kentucky and one of the lead researchers for the NHSPI. He and his team classified the index into six general categories, including health security surveillance, community planning, and healthcare delivery, among others. On the whole, South Carolina drew even with the national average for overall health security preparedness. While that might seem unremarkable at first glance, Mays explained that it's a significant improvement from the state's performance 5 years ago, when the first index was published in 2013.
It's made about a 15% increase in its health security score over the five-year period. It was lagging behind. Now it's right in line with the nation. And in certain categories, it's actually leading the nation.
In several categories, South Carolina scores have seen especially marked improvement since 2015, when Hurricane Joaquin brought severe flooding to the state. According to Mays, it's common but not universal to see states usher in improvements after experiencing significant weather emergencies.
When you have real events, you learn really quickly where your strengths are and where your gaps are and where you need to make improvements. And a lot of states really learn, take advantage of that experience, and put improvements in place. And that certainly does appear to be the case in South Carolina in particular, making some pretty notable gains, particularly in health surveillance and in the environmental health area.
John Qualiarello of the National Weather Service agrees that the state's response has definitely improved. However, he feels that individual awareness could still be higher.
I think we've seen during Matthew and Irma that the evacuation numbers haven't been as high as what was hoped for, given the potential impact from those storms. And we have a lot of people that have moved here from other parts of the country that may not realize the risks.
Between Hurricanes Joaquin, Matthew, and Irma, the state has suffered three consecutive years of severe storm damage. And while state agencies have made some adjustments to their response procedures, the advice they've given individual South Carolinians has remained consistent. Prepare in advance and take official evacuation orders seriously. And although the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration has yet to release its projections for hurricane activity in 2018, Qualiarello says it's key to remember,
whether it's an active season or a slow season, it only takes one storm to cause problems to the state if that's, you know, the one storm that makes landfall here in South Carolina.
To learn more, visit our website, southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge.